today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what you would get right now. Upcoming Olympics.
Just a graphic that says that?
It's an S show. And by the way, the other channel, the other one of two channels, I get a channel with like Ferrari and otters. And then I get
Ferrari.
Ferrari and otters. I'm not even looking. I can't see through the tint.
Right.
And I go, please look. Look where you're going. Yeah. And the window comes down and I hear, you're an asshole. I said, oh, shut up, redneck.
Ooh.
And it's a lot more dangerous in the city than it ever was these days.
In most cities
but
in America.
At 7 a.m. I mean, not sorry, at like 8:30 a.m.
Well, if you're on your way to work, more like 9:10
a.m. No, we were early. I wasn't late that day.
Oh, okay.
I had enough time to get pulled over.
I was just playing the odds.
Yeah. Just going to give Rob a little dinger there.
Was not late that day. And
that was delightful.
I sat there.
Delightful.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, all the way from Puget Sound, Washington, to Alexandria, Egypt, Levittown, Long Island, Lake Park, Florida, Dermot, Arkansas, Reading, Pennsylvania. We're heard all over the place. We like to mention your cities every week. We change them up every single week on the show. So if you are interested in hearing your city mentioned on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. We would love to get your city on the show. Whoa. And I have to tell you, I am here. I am ready to do the show. And I am home alone.
Bachelor
and I am
Mike.
Feeling lonely. Lonely.
Loony.
I'm feeling
lonely.
A tad lonely.
How many
already.
Days have you been alone?
I've been, it's hours.
Oh.
It's just hours now.
Jesus
I have to say
Christ.
This. But no, I mean, I just.
Hours.
There are a lot of complicating factors here, all right? I neglected to pay attention to details with a friend of mine who I was going to hang out with and play a lot of golf with on the weekend. And then there was a golf tournament on the weekend that I forgot to sign up for, and I got shut out of that. So I'm in effect without family and without golf. Two of my mistresses.
Couldn't you go to a public course?
No, I could go anywhere if I wanted to play alone and walk up to a bunch of strangers, but I'm not going to.
Isn't that nice though sometimes?
Well, I don't know yet. I'll let you know at the end of the weekend.
All right.
Let you know what's going on. And I'm firmly committed to living a peaceful life. I truly, truly am. I don't like people. I don't like entitled people. I don't like Karens, male or female.
Or
I don't
Kevins.
Like them at all.
Karens
right.
or Kevins.
Or Karens or Kevins.
Yes.
I love calling them, you know, some people call them Kevins, some people call them male Karens.
Yes.
And I like that better.
Well, isn't gender, it's fluid these days, right?
It can be.
It's fluid, sure. Let's be careful. But anyway, it's just, I really don't go looking for stuff. I don't. When I report stuff to you on the show, it's not because I'm out there saying, hey, this will be funny.
You know, Mike, I've worked with you.
Story.
So I've worked with you nearly 30 years now, and I love when you start into a story, and you really do. You're like a newspaper writer. You lay out the theme in the first sentence. I don't go looking for stuff.
I don't. I have an honesty chip. And look, a lot of people are going to say, this is the God's honest truth. When I'm struggling for material for this show,
you'll tell us.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Is when it's peaceful.
My life's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I have a dream weekend with my son, I didn't come on here and like spend an hour and a half talking about last weekend when they had the flag football championship. And I met all these younger parents and I felt incredibly alive. It was I'm transitioning, by the way, if you're wondering, I'm transitioning to, you know, I love to play a sport and that's beginning to slowly take a backseat to his stuff because that's what I really care about.
Right.
And that's good because it's natural.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I was a selfish prick and I felt the other way, well, I'd tell you that too.
Sure.
But no, I like doing his stuff. You know, it's busting ass to get to baseball practice. Like,
it's good
the best part of my of my week was I was running late and I got to the last, I want to say 20 minutes of a 1 hour baseball practice. Now, normally a lot of parents dump the kids off at practice and pick them up. For me, I'm all in, and it's just fun to watch. And we had so much fun with flag football. That was the Energizer Bunny that got us into it. And Carla's sitting there watching him, and we're sitting in the other team's dugout, and we're watching. And I got batting practice for him. And that was when my life, for that particular day, went in the right direction. I said, this is the best thing that's happened to me all day.
That's
I'm
great.
Very
sweet.
Happy with that.
Are there, are there any parent or kid overlaps between the baseball team and the football team?
No, not
that's
on
great.
This team.
That's great.
And but once again, two great guy coaches. I mean, look, I know people have had, you hear the stories about nightmare coaches. I've told them on this show. Mm-hmm. But we got, it looks like we have gotten lucky with Flag, and we have gotten lucky with Little League.
Also,
just this one guy, Joshua, who is just so great with the kids, and he knows how to teach them how to bat on the machine. It's just fun to watch. I love every minute.
What a foreign construct of, and because I'm foreign, I say this. my parents never, ever, and I played a lot of youth sports, came to a practice.
Like, I remember.
Ever. It's so crazy to think that that would happen.
Look, I'm a typical, you know, second family dad.
Yeah.
I love my daughter, Catherine. I love my daughter, Elizabeth, more than anything. I was not involved outside of weekends, you know, daddy day, daughter day, where we joked about it was the most painful thing I ever went through in my life. And I hated it. And I hated that I didn't, I didn't care. This is, I'm being really bare, laying myself bare at the beginning of the show. I didn't care whether I had a happy marriage or not or whatever. I would have done anything to keep that unit together. Yeah. I got lucky. Things worked out for me, and I'm very happy about that. But my memory, my childhood memory that is burned into my brain, I cared about one thing when I was playing any sport, whether it was Little League through high school, was seeing that red sweater up on the hill in the parking lot, my old man, if he showed up, it was a different enterprise.
That's cool.
And so I think I've internalized that and I like it. But it's not forced or anything like that.
No, you do it because you love it. Yeah. I too come from a broken home and I know that
it just makes me laugh every time you
up until when I moved out for college, my parents never showed up for play rehearsals. Ever.
Hey, I was in plays too. When my mom and dad, I got my first standing ovation at the curtain calls. I was the first actor that came out where people stood up, and my mom and dad were at the opening of the show on a Thursday night.
That's very cool.
I couldn't tell that story up until about 10 years ago. I couldn't tell that story without getting all bubbly, getting all watery in the eyes. But I'm not. So anyway, it's great. I love that. And I'm now without them. We'll see how I do.
Yes.
I frankly, I am a, you guys don't realize how much time I spend with Carla and Michael. It's all the time. It's just, I work from home.
They clearly needed a break.
It's great to, by the way, they were fighting with each other a little bit. I was like, okay, bye-bye. I'll take you to the airport. Bye. Mm-hmm. That was okay. That part was good. All right. So everybody's down here now in Southwest Florida.
Everyone from Indiana
and I
has come to Florida.
To you, I love to lead a peaceful existence, have people nice to me, and I'm nice to them, and I like that. But I don't have the personality where I can take crap from people. I just don't.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
You don't suffer fools, Mike.
I'm not passive. This is the story of me once again being wrong. This is all my fault. Every bit of this, every inch of this, every section of this is my fault. They have a 7 a.m. flight. And I believe they are now, I can check. They're in your area now. They have landed, and everything should be fine as wine. And I will tell you.
No text
that,
from them saying that everything's good?
We made it safe.
Never.
No. Of course
no,
not.
No, when she's, let me see. No, nothing. Bup kiss.
Mm.
Yeah, Leo, you know, thanks for mentioning that.
Without reading
he'll
ahead,
text
Mike,
me if he cares.
Do you think that if the morning had gone differently, Would there have been a text upon landing?
I'm going to write landed. There we go. There we have it. Just like I like the updates. I want updates.
Sure.
So we've modified that on
your
the show.
Wife.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
she should check in when she travels alone.
Well, she's with her mom.
Oh,
and
okay.
My
never
son.
Mind. They're never going to write you.
So that yeah, they're the.
All three generations
did you
on
get
a
the
flight.
Rental car? Should we get spray tanned? I'm not sure.
They offer massages right here in the airport. Yeah.
Where's the place where that guy yeah. was? Anyway,
let's go
so
to the mall and get those massage chairs Mike and I like so much.
Yes. So, oh, okay, hold on.
The newsstand
yes.
has soda.
I yes. sent you a text and picture. Oh, she did.
Carla, I take everything back.
Womp, womp.
Mike is a monster, and I fell into his trap. I'm so sorry.
He's a tech challenge monster.
Yes.
Yeah. Said, oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Big hug to you and your mom.
Aww. Aww.
And Michael. Look at him. He's so happy.
I'm weird.
Yeah,
I'm
but
weird.
Your mother-in-law didn't this text.
Is, I'm attached. Behave. Behave.
Can she send a pic?
So,
at Auntie Anne's pretzel.
It's everybody on board today.
It's a team, so, Mike. It's a team.
So here it is. 5 a.m.
For the record, I'm not yes. being mean or rude. Carla's mother is a smoke show, just for the record, for those that don't know.
All right. So anywho.
Mike, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on. 5 a.m. trip to the airport. That's when they're leaving for they're leaving at
now
7
you're an early riser, but that's early even for you.
That's early for me, but yeah. I don't care. It doesn't bother me about a bit. Except I may be a little logy today, and my mouth might be a little behind my brain. So
well, you're
deal with
feeling
that.
Lonely.
Commercials should be fun today. So I get there. I notice immediately when we're, you guys have been to this airport, you know, it's not a well-traveled
no.
airport, except now it's turned into one.
Right.
And because we are down here, there's a lot of coming and going, and I see in the distance the access road, and I see, ooh, that's a lot of traffic coming off of the main artery here.
Right.
That's it's busy, busy, busy. And so going to the airport when it's busy is down here, you have to be on your guard because you've got a lot of, I don't want to say anything disparaging. Dipshits that are taking people to drop off.
Yeah.
And in particular, there is a truck, a big truck. You know the trucks I'm talking about. The trucks that are not a regular pickup truck. It's like It's not a dually, but it's big enough to be a dually. It's just big.
Oh, the modified trucks that are
it's
lifted.
It's just obnoxious.
Yeah. A lot of that in Arizona large. As well.
It's just, you know, and, yeah. You know, it might be used for some sort of work activity, but I'm guessing maybe not. That's
no, the
way
ladies
the,
like
the
big
way
trucks, Mike.
So, well, this
and
is
I
a guy.
Lie.
I don't notice this person at all. And we're coming up, but I notice the of the process of intellectualizing the airline that your person is flying on and where you have to be in the line. Every airport in America's got them. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah,
but
it's not like, also, yeah. To be fair, you're not driving into JFK or Dulles or an international airport in Frankfurt.
Not even close.
It's a regional airport, essentially.
You are driving into one terminal.
Yes.
With different side
yeah.
gates.
Yeah.
A D side and a C side.
I think we're giving too much credit to even the busy airports, because now with modern technology, there are beeps and blips and sounds that keep you in your lane, keep you addressed to the road. Your steering wheel vibrates. Even if you bought a car in the year 2000, mm-hmm. you had that. Like, these are all safety options that should allow for some level of just like, I'm not going to swerve into your lane or go too slow.
I think it might be a good time for me to remind everybody that everything you hear about now is my fault.
Okay, fair.
Right?
Fair
everything
fair.
Is my fault. But I noticed this truck in front of me, and I'm not doing anything silly like speeding or whatever. Carla immediately identifies the airline, and I see a walkway with a perfect little parking space, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I see it a little later than normal, so I'm not really kissing the curb, but I'm close enough where I have no problem whatsoever, and I roll up in back of this couple that are having the hug and kiss, and I've cleared the walkway, and everything's fine. I am not thinking at this point at all about the pickup truck that was, you know, crawling through trying to negotiate where his drop off was going to be. I'm just I'm glad I got a little slot that I can go into, and I pop in, and the fam is jumping out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I do. I get out of the car without any mindfulness of looking in my side view mirror whatsoever. And as I fling my door, and I fling it, okay? Mm-hmm. I do fling it. I fling it out all the way. And Johnny Pickup, I hear, Eek! And his pickup truck has, within maybe 5 inches, almost hit my door.
Ooh.
And I hop out, and I see him, and he looks like, how do I describe him? It is snow white hair and a snow white beard. And he's wiry, and he's thin.
Could he be a Harley owner, Mike?
And he could be a Harley owner easily. Only they're fatter. He's not
as fat. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he is, yeah, I'm not even looking. I can't see through the tint.
Right.
And I go, please look where you're going. Yeah. And the window comes down, and I hear, yeah, and in a southern accent, you're an asshole. And at this particular point, I said, oh, shut up, redneck.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
And I didn't care. Yeah. It was 5 o'clock. Yeah. I'm in sleepy. But look, I should have
5 o'clock fist fights.
Yeah.
If I'd chosen to ask. Yeah. No, he, you know, I'm not a tiny lad.
No.
I can, in a roosterish kind of way, still comport myself in a way.
This guy that, may that do says, damage.
Yo, you know, excuse me, Jerry Reed, but you know, if you want to go at this early hour, but I got my kid, and immediately I'm over that. And Carla's like, Carla's laughing, because Carla's like, only you, you could do this at 5 a.m. at the airport. Yeah. I said, he was an idiot, Carla. Yeah. I'm really sorry. So I do the turnaround from him.
Right.
And I am walking back to my family, and I do a little glance. At this point, he's taken the suitcase out of the bed of his truck, and he slams the bed of his truck.
Oh, he's mad.
And I go, and I look down there, and I go, woohoo!
Oh, no! Oh,
because I was like,
that.
Oh, Mr. Mean Man, ooh, Mr. Tough Guy. I don't like guys that behave like children. I'm not doing that, by the way. After the redneck exchange, I'm done. I'm over it. But he's still looking back at me and going, man. And so I go, this is 5 a.m. at the airport. I go, woohoo. And I get the finger as he's getting into his truck.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Who
that's
was he dropping
story.
Off?
I was at fault.
Was it a lovely lady?
Got a quick look at her.
Yeah.
Mike, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that woohoo is way over the top.
Like, you know, this is the Wild West these days. People are coming out of their caves, and they have got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It's a self-control issue. That falls under the heading of my fault. It was my fault to not look in the side view mirror. I certainly could have waited to open the door. Let's be honest. He's a little close to me.
Right.
There's no place for him to park. I don't know how he maneuvered his 40-ton pickup truck into that particular thing. And, you know, I said, watch where you're going. And then I got the window rolled down with the a-hole first.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's give and take. Oscar, I'm copping to it. You're absolutely right. But at the same time, it's not like I am admitting to being at fault in this situation. But it's not like there is no responsibility on the other side.
If we were to make a T-chart, though, I would say that A-hole is balanced out by redneck. But I think, is heavier. That's heavier artillery than slamming your own tailgate.
Look, I don't like backing down. You know that.
Woo! Come on!
I'm not saying I don't appreciate it.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all.
You and I, it's easy. Hair. It's a nonverbal of when the car almost hits the door or whatever happens, you're like, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not
the way
100%. Mike. It's not in Mike's toolkit.
Mike squares 100%. Out and like, why did you
no,
do
that's
that?
Not true. That's not true. There have been many times where I've made a mistake in traffic and I go, sorry. And right. I went, by the way, this is the gesture. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
And that Oscar's
I thought
right.
that was you auditioning for Cabaret.
Come to Oscar's right. The gesture should have been this.
Yes.
It was 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was the 5 a.m. toolkit. Yeah.
I was sleepy. I was grumpy a little sleep deprived. And
was the ride to the airport a little chatty?
Yeah, was it full of bliss and happiness?
There was no unhappiness. It was actually fine. You know, it's 5 a.m. And, you know, my son was a little cranky, and it was, but there was no crankiness in the car.
Good.
Okay. You know, just if you heard the car, that would have been the sounds from the car would have been very, very mellow, very peaceful.
Look, I understand where you come
from. And really, I'm in a fog. But to be perfectly honest with you, I'm driving along and it's like, as I'm sure 50% of the people
most
that are
the
there
people, yeah.
are a
like anyone who's had an early airport call, you see it.
It's no one's right. perfect. A few days ago, Shannon and I are riding into work and we get a $200 speeding ticket. $200 speeding ticket.
Gotten them.
And I'm sitting here.
That sounds like reckless.
It was not. I was driving.
You don't have to go to court, right?
No, I know. I'm going to court because I thought this was like.
He was doing 80 miles an hour on M Street.
I'm on a city road.
Can I just say to a listener out there, Mark DCO, I love you, man. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
The police officer that doesn't pull us over just waves you over. Like, this is, we're in the streets of DC. So it's like points at you and then has you pull over. She comes around.
Is he out of a vehicle or is he just standing there?
She was outside
there,
of the vehicle. I saw her for a mile away.
It was a lady?
I thought she was pulling somebody else over, and then she comes over when I pull over and I'm like, hi, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And she says, you know, you were speeding in a school zone. And I said, school zone? That's a Five Guys. Like, where's the school? Like, I have no idea what's going on here. Like,
what if she looked at you and like put her hand on her gun and gone, School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. I said,
and then Oscar went, woo!
So she proceeds to walk around the car. My dog and my wife are in the back. So I look like an Uber driver.
My wife.
I was like, why is she walking around this Volvo like we have a kilos underneath? Like, I start thinking of like profiling.
Yeah.
Right?
You open the trunk, sir. You know, yeah. That's when they find Charlie Burney.
And she says,
nothing to see here.
What kind of license plate covers in the front? And I said, your normal license plate cover that the dealer would give you? She goes, are you sure that's not retractable?
Oh, and I said, no. What are you, James Bond?
I said, this is a Volvo, officer. Why would this be retractable? This retractable. Isn't some highline car that I'm running drugs in. I didn't say that.
Weird.
I just said, this is a Volvo. Why would we put a retractable license plate on
Did
a Volvo?
Did you have a suit jacket like you're wearing
yes,
right now?
Yes.
And was Shannon dressed very nicely?
Yes.
I'd be suspicious of you.
And then
the babe and the you know,
like I'm trafficking a dog and my
the
wife.
Latino
yes,
man, you know?
I'm sure. Amiss, are you okay with this put upon husband that takes care of everything, every single bill? No,
Mr. Escobar, we're gonna have to ask you to get out of the car, please.
The license plate cover is standard. It is standard.
I have a couple of small 50 caliber machine guns on either side of. There you go. Step out of the car, Mr. Babar.
The bad part, Mike, is while she was running the ticket, he released the oil slick from his car.
I hit the wrong button.
That is an amazingly interesting thing, though. Is it retractable?
First time I've ever heard that in my life.
Like you could put a fake.
I've had a retractable license plate.
Naturally.
On the Audi, where I didn't want to mess with the facade of the vehicle, so it would come out from below and then push up. It was push button. It was wonderful modification. But not on a Volvo.
All you have to do, no Mr. sense. Z, is turn the pen, and the license plate comes out.
So what happened after she asked about the retractable
I said, plate? Is that something that's prominent in the city? I see like minimal cars coming into town. We're just trying to get to the office, which is right on the corner.
Right.
And she said, oh, it's prominent.
What's so she's being, is she being an ass?
I felt like we were just being tacked. next.
Yeah.
Is the cop being, so the cop's not having a conversation with
no,
you.
No, I was
that's just, when you know, that's, usually that's reserved to the finest of the state troopers in the state of Virginia.
Yeah, when it's, know, when they like, need to meet a quota.
How you doing, sir? I'm going to need your license and registration.
And I said,
busy day today? Get out of the car, please.
Yeah, I said, I haven't received a ticket within the past 7 years. Is there a way I could get a warning? And she said, well, that's not the way we work here. And literally.
Oh, so she's got. Yeah,
that's
she
it.
Has her bullseye on you.
That was it.
All right, let me ask this question.
Yes.
No, that's not fair. No.
Sir.
There was hostility from the get-go. There was
hostility. Do you think she was jealous of the fact that it was, you know, your lovely wife? You know,
I've gotten
that with Carla.
I don't want to. I didn't understand it because this is how I felt. The hostility with the car, well, it's a nice SUV. It's not like ostentatious or gross. Like, it is a mom-mobile.
The car you have,
yes, it's a
mom-mobile. A nice,
yes,
SUV.
Yes.
I would almost
that's
even call it a crossover.
It's a basic crossover,
yeah.
Right? Nothing crazy. I'm not proud of that. It's the truth. So I...
It can drop so mails if you're being pursued.
It's
if you
not
need.
That.
You know, sometimes I have great lines that I just don't share anymore.
Please,
and
please.
I'll write one.
Okay.
Send it over.
You have a lovely crossover.
Yes.
I
just the bug.
Was there a level of this guy's a private driver? He shouldn't be driving the heiress and this dog in what looks to be a luxury sleep number for dogs in the passenger seat. Maybe
that wouldn't have been appropriate on the air.
Maybe
no, but I think it's great for the writer's room.
Let me look at this really quick.
Thank you very much. Oh, we're communicating
that
with
is
each,
funny.
Yeah, each other.
That is, we cannot do that
funny.
These days.
Yeah,
I
invite everyone to buy the box set of this episode.
Mike, mm-hmm. I put my hands on the steering wheel, and
great
I don't really,
parties.
I just talk to the officer like I'm talking to, like I don't really look. I was like, do I have permission to, like I verbally ask questions if I can grab my license, can I do this, I'm going to do so and so.
I don't want to go into that.
So right when now. We're done, Shannon's like, you were so calm, what was up with her hostility? Because I wasn't trying to, you know, make a big deal or see.
Yeah,
I said,
there are cops that have the chip on the shoulder from the
yeah.
word go. It happens.
I said, I don't know. I think the dog set her off. And I said, why?
You do?
I
really?
Said,
why did you say that?
As soon as she looked back at Shannon and then looked over at the dog, like Shannon said that her disposition changed.
A dog should calm someone, especially
it's
Santos.
It's just weird. Do you think, all right, the only way I could think that would be true is if she thought she had somebody and the dog kind of showed. But then at the same time, she might have said, who's going to the office with a fluffy dog?
Or why does that fluffy dog look better than most humans walking around with his little...
That's a stretch to me.
No?
I don't think so.
Maybe
she's
not a dog
just
person.
A chip on
why does the fluffy dog have a holster with a sidearm?
He is violent.
Well, towards
but she
you,
was mean.
He is.
She wasn't having any conversation.
She was okay. Mean. And then I said, did you see like a camera on the? Because I'm sure I'm going to put this time into it. No, I paid the fine. Because I was wondering if you could see the interaction of like maybe I did something wrong. And she goes, you did nothing wrong. You do what you do all the time. You're respectful. You announced your movements like you were totally cool. So
do you
strange.
Get? Do you, let me ask you this
yes.
Serious question because you are a minority.
Yes.
Do you get, do you feel as though you're treated differently? I know you hear it about African-Americans
yeah.
all the time, but as a Hispanic man, do you find that you are, that there is a different standard?
I would be lying if I said it's not at the top, it's not at the front of my mind when that happens.
Right.
When,
you're not thinking about it.
No, it is at the front of my mind. It is.
Oh, it is at the front of your mind.
It is. And as a follow-up,
you feel it.
As a follow-up to the serious question, do you feel that because of that, innately, you try a little harder to be polite,
yes,
to be respectful?
I don't want to give anybody a reason to piss anybody off.
Mm-hmm.
I try to communicate seriously to friends of mine that are tone-deaf to a degree. You know, imagine if you were an African-American.
Right.
It is a different feeling.
Yep.
It's not anything quantifiable, yep. But it can be. But when you're out there and if you get pulled over, you have to, it's a different deal.
But there's
how
also,
could it not be? How could you not feel different?
I also, in fairness to the officers, and not just the officer that pulled us over, there is a level of respect that I also have for that job.
Sure.
Where
I have mad respect.
I don't want to give them
any in that line of work.
Issues or questions. I want them to feel like as safe an interaction as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. What I
Who is the celebrity that the officer most resembled?
Probably Wanda Sykes, top of mind for the. Though there's a grumpiness to a city police, especially DC. DC.
There is a different look. There you can break it down into a lot of different law enforcement agencies around DC. You can always get a cop who's having a bad
officer,
day.
Officer, sure, jerky, fun. Gregarious, even before I knew he was a friend
but
of yours.
Probably not on the job.
Well,
probably not on the job.
Yeah,
on
I can
the
see
job,
that.
Difference. Yes. There's an edge to a city police officer. Yes. You're dealing
Ralph
with
Rice.
More
nice.
Crap.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
County, Arlington County Motor Squad.
Yeah.
A little more chill. John Harris, Fairfax County Motor Squad.
The most
little
chill.
More chill.
Yeah. The most
but,
chill.
But when they're doing the job, it's a different. But in D.C., the edgiest experiences I ever had with law enforcement were inside the D.C. city lines with city cops.
Also,
and I'm talking about the feeling that I would get occasionally if there was a traffic move or I've double parked or whatever. Move your car, sir. You know, don't mess with a city cop.
Also, let me add, it's a lot more dangerous in the city than it ever was these days.
In most cities
but
in America.
At 7 a.m., I mean, not sorry, at like 8:30 a.m.
Well, if you're on your way to work, more like 9,
no,
10
a.m. No, we were early. I wasn't late that day.
Oh, okay.
I had enough time to get pulled over.
I was just playing the odds.
Yeah.
Just going to give Rob a little dinger there.
I was not late that day. And
that was delightful.
I sat there.
Delightful.
It was.
This is what it was. At the root of it, let's call it what it is. It's a tax. You're coming to work in the city. People are like, please come back downtown. And they're pulling you over for essentially driving to work.
Now, and one thing I'm just curious about, knowing the neighborhood vaguely as I do, what school?
Look, I drove it again. There is one sign two blocks behind us. I don't know what school it is yet, but it's always blocked by some UPS truck that's parked there.
What street were you on?
We were on K.
Oh, that's Marion Barry Vocational. That's what that one is. That's what it is. Named after the late mayor for life.
What's Marianne. The motto there again? I forget.
The motto is just, I'm driving myself.
I'm driving myself.
I punted. That was a terrible joke.
It's the bitch set me up.
The bitch set me up. That's there you go. Thank you. At least he found it. Let's do a commercial break.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MichaelMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Can I just interrupt real quick?
Yes.
Dude Walker just texted me a little video of his retractable license plate. Hi, dude.
It's the one that says big voice on the front.
But it actually retracts.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, if there was anybody that ever crossed our path that might be a secret agent, don't you think it'd probably be Dude?
Yeah, or Mark Riddell.
Absolutely.
Mark Riddell, no.
Hi,
no
Twitch.
Hi, dude.
Jim Amato.
James Amato.
Yeah, right. Jim Amato is the secret. All right, back to the show. This portion of our program brought to you by Cornerstone. It may not feel like it at the moment, but spring is right around the corner. And as the temperatures rise, look for the rise of interest rates, too. So, as you prepare for spring, you should also be preparing for this increase of mortgage rates. If you're one of the 35% of homeowners that never took advantage of the COVID refinance wave to use the equity in your home to pay off outstanding debt, or you're looking to move and capitalize on a new home with a low interest rate, take my advice and call the only mortgage company I recommend, my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates will rise when the Feds meet in a couple of weeks, so this is your last chance to save money. Get a low rate, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Whether it's a purchase or a refi, call Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone has been serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show over 6 years now, and they're now licensed in 41 states. So even if you tried them before, give them a call and see what they can do for you. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and I was fascinated by this couple when they started seeing each other. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. Well, they've broken up just over a year after they announced their engagement. He's had a bad year, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no official word from either of them, but a source close to Aaron said it was an amicable split. It just wasn't working. They're very different people with busy careers, and there were obstacles that they couldn't surmount. They will remain friendly. There's no bad blood and no drama, and it just didn't work out for them. Well, there's always drama, but you just don't hear about
it. Her people put out a press release as well. It was very short. It just said man bun.
Man bun. Man bun on a guy that's too old for a man bun.
No one should ever have a man bun.
How old? What is he? 40? 41? 42? Something like that?
I think he's 39, if I'm not mistaken, 38.
He looks like he's been through it this year. You know, yeah. He really does. He has that. It's weird.
In fairness to him, this all could have been avoided. If he was immunized, truly.
I think so. I don't think we'd be reading about it. I think she was probably like, oh, God, what a maladet.
I got to go make the Divergent 3. I don't need this distraction.
He turned 38 in December.
The line about obstacles that they couldn't surmount is going to be interpreted by a lot of people as the vaccine thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know where his hometown is, Mike?
Where's that?
Chico, California.
Chico!
Yeah, he comes from Chico, and he's 38. 38.
All right. Neither of them has revealed how Shailene felt about Aaron's stance on that, but another source recently told People that they disagreed on a lot of things but decided early on in the relationship not to argue about them. That's tough.
Don't argue.
There are couples that do it. James Carville and Marley Matlin.
Yeah, they have different outlooks.
God, what's wrong with
you? Well, she stays with him because she likes a good-looking man.
Absolutely. Jonah Hill got bored with all the phony reports that he's engaged. And he had a unique way of dealing with them. Jonah Hill is a naturally funny person.
Can't help it.
He posted the following on Instagram. The rumors are not true. I am engaged, but not to my girlfriend. I am engaged to your mom. He's a funny boy. I know this is shocking, but please respect our privacy at this time. And it was posted from, quote, your mom's house.
Funny.
In the caption, he said, quote, media, stop writing fake stuff. It's corny. Jonah Hill makes me laugh.
Funny guy.
And I like, he's got that Jackie Gleason weight fluctuation occasionally.
I like
that. He looks very good when he's fat. He looks very good when he's thin.
Loved him in Don't Look Up. He might have been my favorite thing in Don't Look Up.
Now, speaking of celebrities, Tom Hanks' 31-year-old son, Chet. We don't hear a lot about Chet Hanks, except when it's bad.
Right. Oh, yeah, Chet. Chet is the black sheep, if I'm not mistaken.
He is.
Yes, he is.
He posted a YouTube video about what it's like growing up as the son of Tom and Rita Wilson, titled The Truth About Growing Up as a Hanks. Chet said being the son of a famous parent caused him to develop a chip on his shoulder and a hard exterior because people would judge him and gossip behind his back. Here's the quote. I didn't have a strong male role model to tell me, bro, F these people. They're just jealous of you. Well, that's a dig at daddy, I would think.
Of course.
You didn't have a strong male model.
Sorry,
you have all these things that they want, so they're trying to throw their shade at you so you can feel crappy about yourself. Well, that's true, and if his dad didn't tell him that, I feel bad for the kid. You know, whatever. My experience was more complicated because on top of fame already being toxic, I wasn't even famous. I was just the son of somebody famous. So I hadn't even done anything to deserve any sort of recognition. That created a lot of contempt. There's a lot to unpack.
I hate to bang this drum again, but this is Tom Hanks' son. And Tom Hanks' next movie is where he plays Colonel Tom Parker to Elvis. And that movie's official trailer drops today. And isn't that funny that this would also drop today?
It doesn't paint Tom in a good light, though.
Doesn't matter.
Rob, it's just too convenient. It always is. There's always a story.
By the way, just real quick, Oscar was kind enough to ask yesterday. My mom is home and fine after her surgery.
I care, Mike.
What happened?
We talked about her hip replacement.
She's having hip replacement.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah, she's home and it was Tuesday.
Two days ago, Mike.
So she's home and she's fine.
How did she do?
Fantastic. And she said that, Oscar, really not the point of the story, is that the nagging deep pain that she's had for 10 months is gone.
Yeah, because you can feel that with the hip replacement.
But my mom on anesthesia said, when does that Elvis trailer drop? I said, it drops on Thursday. She says, Tom Hanks, someone tell him he can't play everybody. I said, what? He says, he played Disney, he plays Sullenberger, he plays astronauts. He can't play everybody.
Someone's got to do it.
Way to go, Sharon.
That's the first thing on her mind when she comes out of the deep darkness.
She's so sweet.
I wish your mom the very best.
She's
and
doing great.
Speedy
She's
recovery.
Doing awesome.
I've been there.
Love her.
Chet says he's made changes and is no longer headed down a destructive road, and he started his own self-mastery program. I started that when I was 13.
Yeah, make it go blind.
Get in line.
It's called Hanks, H-A-N-X Fit. Hanks Fit.
It's not Yanks Fit?
No, it's a Hanks Fit. Oh. He will post workout routines, meal plans, and meditation techniques. Well, good for him if he's not a screw-up anymore. That's good, right?
I like
That's
Colin fine. Better.
I don't.
Colin's the actor. Yeah. He's the priest.
This is gonna if there weren't enough examples, Mike, of people overcoming these, like, gargantuan shadows in their life from their successful parents, then I'd give them a pass. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a path to this. It's not easy. I imagine the pressure's unbearable.
It'd be suck to have a super famous father and then you get over scrutinized before, and you didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what Robert says all the time.
There you go. Let's move on, shall
Bingo.
We? If you're a midnight snacker, I am. This could help you avoid some of the guilt. Someone asked a bunch of nutritionists to name the best foods to eat if you're hungry before bed. I would say of all of my weight gain problems, eating late is probably one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping for a full sleeve of Chips Ahoy. That's not going to happen.
Damn it.
Some people that wrote these options down says they're not bad. You be the judge. Here are their top five. Number one, walnuts. They're filling and full. Yeah. Okay, nutritionist. Thank you. Walnuts. Yeah, sign me up.
And Mike, I want you to crack them and use a pick to get them out of the shell, please.
They might also help you sleep because they're loaded with melatonin. Walnuts are.
Are they?
Number two, chocolate-covered nuts. I'm fine with that.
Sure.
That's great. They're okay, too, but it has to be dark chocolate. Of course it does.
It's acidic as well, though.
And don't eat too many. There's caffeine in dark chocolate.
So, Mike, you can have three almonds covered in dark chocolate and then go your brains out.
Shannon will pull out a baby bell once in a while, like the little guys.
Yeah.
And she'll eat it, and I'll be disgusted. Because then she'll put it down. I was like, where's the rest
of it? That's the cheese, right?
Yeah, I said, where's the rest of it? She goes, no, this is it. I said, I was like, you've fallen to marketing. That portion of cheese isn't good enough for a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? When they're little and they're svelte, our wives are, and you look over there and it's like, okay, enjoy your feast at night, Stuart Little.
Say it like Mike. I think it'd be better if you said it like John Voight in that movie, Baby Bell.
Hey, baby burr, having a little baby bell. That baby bell will not beat. That will not in any way satisfy you before you go to bed. And in the middle of your sleep cycle, a giant anaconda will come right out of the river and curl around in a real CGI way.
Hey, John Voight, can Tom Hanks play everybody?
Sure can, baby bird.
Yes.
You know the story behind that is when I used that on a baby monitor.
No.
And my family was watching Anaconda and the baby monitor was downstairs for Michael. And I got on the baby monitor and I'm just like, I'm going to get you, baby bird. Went over really big with my family.
I bet.
Banana, that's another one. Another one. Banana's always good for a lot of stuff. Banana might help you sleep. Potassium, a natural muscle relaxant. And there's also a little tryptophan in there. And a banana is filling. That's a good choice. Greek yogurt. There you go.
Yes.
With berries and almonds. It helps you sleep by keeping your blood sugar balanced.
I have that every night. Took a nap every as soon night. As I
that's
ate.
Good. Look yeah. at him compared to us.
He loves it.
What did you have for your late night snack last night? Last thing you ate before you went to bed.
Catalina Crunch.
Yeah. Catalina Crunch.
But the whole bag, right?
No, about half a bag.
Bowl of cereal is a bowl of cereal.
Actually, I just ate it dry.
Food.
I ate it dry.
Yeah, a snack.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you can eat it dry,
it's
too.
It's great.
What'd you have before that?
Last night for dinner, I grilled cheese sandwich with turkey on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Very good. Thank you.
Mike, what about you?
Last night, right before bed, homemade Ghirardelli brownies. There, I'm the one.
Treat yourself.
Brrr.
Oh, you
were hidden. They were hidden. Because when we had the Super Bowl party, they were left over and they were hidden in the freezer.
In the freezer.
Found them under the blueberries. Everybody's in bed. Mike's doing a little forage. Yes, sirree.
Did she think that the healthy blueberries would be like subterfuge? I don't
know. I'm going to stay away from here. Kryptonite. Berries.
Berries.
And the last one is peanut butter, but on a rice cake. Well, I think peanut butter on a rice cake would be okay.
Yeah.
That would be all right. But it has to be natural peanut butter, not loaded with extra sugar.
Natural. Peanut butter regular, on a rice cake.
Well, the whole reason we like peanut butter is because it's sugar.
I've had natural sugar, peanut butter. It's garbage.
Grainy.
I'm running late here. Good-looking people already make more money and fall backward into random hookups. Now here's one more advantage they've got on the rest of us. A new study found attractive people have better immune systems. Can you believe it? Researchers in Texas took pictures of 150 college students from the neck up. The students weren't allowed to smile, and the women couldn't wear makeup. Then they tested their blood to see how strong their immune systems were. Meanwhile, 500 other people had to rate how attractive each person was, and it turned out that the hottest ones had the strongest immune systems. We've learned during the pandemic that being overweight can lower your immunity, but photographing them from the neck up mostly eliminated that aspect, and none of the people in the study were obese. So why did the good-looking people have better immunity? They think it's because they were just biologically pre-programmed to find healthy features like clear skin, full lips, attractive, and they also have healthy immune systems.
Mike, bad news. For that's the third all. Time this month, Pony has the flu.
There you go.
Oh,
sorry about
so
that.
That's so mean.
Meanwhile, Matthew McConaughey said, I haven't been sick in 44 years. Yeah, all right. Now a little something. Speaking of great looking people, a Florida man was arrested after police say he became unruly at a Melbourne gas station, and he began to trash the counter while under the influence. On Sunday, officers responded to the Marathon gas station on West New Haven Avenue after a worker said a man identified as 24-year-old Alan Ganesh was throwing cookies and trashing the counters. Police said they found Ganesh outside the gas station, sprawled out on the sidewalk near his black motorcycle. The officer said Ganesh had a bloodshot eye.
One?
It says bloodshot eye.
One eye.
Bloodshot eye.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
What's on the other one? A patch? and he could smell alcohol coming from Ganesh's mouth. The clerk reportedly told police that Ganesh rode up on his motorcycle to the gas station, went inside, sat on the counter, was told to get down, then sat on the floor. And she told him he needed to get up so she could clean the floors. That's when he went nuts, throwing cookies across the store and spilling drinks on the counter before leaving and laying down on the sidewalk outside. Ganesh reportedly told the officer that he had consumed a tall fat boy. He was given a sobriety test, which he reportedly failed.
Oh.
He was arrested for driving under the influence. Ganesh reportedly told the officer that besides the drink, he had taken medication for schizophrenia. In Florida, taking meds for schizophrenia is what the rest of the country considers a morning cup of coffee. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it.
Yes, the cookies.
Time for my meds. Yes.
The cookies.
These are not good snacks, according to a nutritionist. Melbourne, Florida. I've been to Melbourne, Florida. It's a
great,
lovely,
beautiful
town.
Place.
Absolutely wonderful. Come and visit. The spring, right around the corner. We'll be right back with something right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomaraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? Fuck you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. KiwiCo is defining the future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo, and I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, and brand new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. Sometimes it even lets me help because I love it too. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime. It's truly great. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. All right, we have to get this. I have to get this off my chest.
Yeah,
I have to get it back. All right, Podville. I've been asking. I don't know how much more I need to ask about getting someone from Podville. I was surfing yesterday. Might have been even last evening, and my Podville paranoia is at its absolute zenith right now. Look, I understand the facts. I'm down here. I'm not up there. I don't come into this. Maybe because my wife is traveling up north, that I've thought in a lot of, I got a lot of, you could come. You could come. You could
oh,
come.
You could have so come?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could have, but I've got, somebody's got to mind the store down here. We probably could have gotten Carmen to do it, but I don't want to go.
Can you hire a snake sitter?
The snake is the lowest maintenance of all of them. Snakes once a week.
So oh, okay, I didn't realize that. This. Okay,
but maybe because I was thinking about that, and then yesterday I hopped on. Maybe it was a Facebook page for Podville, where I saw all of your team photos.
Yes,
and you know
that
and,
would
and
trigger
I
you.
Saw,
yeah.
Well, that didn't trigger me. What triggered me was, of course, the guy that always triggers me. Where my inadequacy just comes to the surface. And Oscar has done nothing but fuel that with me when he's talking about Donnie Simpson, the great Donnie Simpson. I hear about it all the time. And by the way, so I'm on there and I see pictures of Dan O'Brien and the dog. I see more pictures of the dog than anything else. And I see, and then I see one little tiny picture of a tiny little square that says, home of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
Just a tiny one photo.
Yeah.
Many more photos of the dog than that. And it's indelibly clear to me that not only am I disconnected and not part of things, but that I cannot even talk to people. I'm not even allowed to talk to people that work there.
Let me set your
because
mind.
Somehow
let me set
I
your,
am the dark horse. I'm the black sheep.
You don't fall.
Are you the Chet Hanks?
You don't fall.
I'm the Chet Hanks. I'm the Chet Hanks.
You don't fall into this equation at all. And I'll tell you why. And I don't mean it because we don't respect you and we don't care about you. It's the reason. And we actually went over this a couple weeks ago. The reason
we
why.
We mean off air when
now
you were
this is prior
you
to you.
Valueless I was.
No, this is prior to you acting like a baby off air. Right. We said we'd love to bring people in. But we'd all be wearing masks, and it probably wouldn't be a...
See, that goes in one ear and out the other. I don't hear that.
A constructive, that. Like, hey, here's our team.
I don't hear that.
Well, no, you took just, that. We talked about it on air, is that we are still in a mask-wearing protocol here at the Village, and you accepted that.
Right. I didn't remember that.
Yes. So,
does it open to a larger suite?
But that to me is just... So somebody can't be 6 feet away from you and, you know, and just...
We have chosen... to take this risk together. for the show.
Oscar and I shall live together, and therefore
but
we shall die together.
But there are other podcasts that record
not with,
and
not
don't
with
wear
two
masks.
People like this.
Mm-mm.
No.
Really?
They're all
well,
remote.
You have two-person podcasts.
This is the, yeah, they're all the remote. This is DC. This is we live in a different world. I'd love to live in Florida where there's enough outdoor space and you know you feel safer. It's just this
well, no,
is the way
I get
it, is right
it but
now.
I mean, so there are no other people that come in with
not
two microphones
not sitting,
to talk to
not
each other.
And most every one of our, the oh. majority, I would say 99% of our shows have been one person in studio and remote since Omicron came.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear multiple people, they're not in studio together.
No, we Comrex, yeah. we Zoom, we yeah. do the whole deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to Zoom with somebody then.
You want to Zoom?
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I
want to
Zoom.
Idea.
I want to Zoom with one of whoever you
yeah.
think would be
yeah, okay.
a great,
let me,
great fit for this show.
And make sure they're comfortable. And, you know, best behavior. This isn't WJFK anymore.
See what I... Did you hear him? Did you hear him just then? Yeah. Like I'm some yeah. sort of rube that I haven't, interviewed everybody that said anybody.
You're what they call a liability, Mike.
How am I a liability?
Because you... forget that it's 2022 sometimes and certain things can and
yeah,
cannot
well,
be asked.
Yeah, but that's part of my charm.
Yeah.
Okay? That I forget that it's 2022 and I call people rednecks. I can't help myself.
Woohoo! Don't, Mike, there'll be no wooing during the talk.
Woohoo!
Well, I think it would be fascinating to see how you conduct yourself.
You know, I've met parents before. Yeah. I've met Boy Scout tours that mm-hmm. come through. I'm on Boy my. Scout I can tour. Be as classy as possible.
I've had Boy Scouts to my home.
Yeah. They've slept over. I haven't touched
them. I realize we are far from the days of duct taping interns to trees and covering them with crickets. Yeah.
Yes.
I realize that. And Rob,
gone.
You know that back in the day, you lived it.
Mike,
you lived it as an intern.
We are
when we
gone.
Put you in
we
a
are,
bra and shorts.
We are past the days of being a human pinata.
Right.
Yeah.
We are past
yeah,
the days of taping people to trees.
I'm not necessarily happy about this, but you got to have evolve or die. But the sexual innuendos we got away with it and our old guard.
What do you think I'm going to go? Hey, how you doing, lady? You want to bang? Do you think that's what I'm going to say?
I'm not saying you would ever
I've noticed the
like
variety
that.
Of people. Old, young, yes. male, female.
But Mike, just to be clear,
walks of life.
To
yes.
be clear, if you ask them to bang, that's way over the line.
Yeah, just to clarify,
I would think.
Yeah,
I will be. I would just be curious. So tell me yeah. about. I'm not going to be so respectful and not fun that it's going to be a boring interview.
You never.
But
have.
Tell me all about podcasts. I'm going to ask them. And it's somebody that can handle it. And I want to. You know what? I'm going to do. You know, I'll figure out what I want to do.
Yeah,
I'll
you,
handle
you
it,
figure
Oscar.
It out. Yeah,
I'll handle it.
You
I'll handle it. Yeah, I'll handle it.
You handle
it. I know how to interview
you handle
people.
It. We would love.
I know how to behave around people.
This is
by the way,
from Charlie Burney. He says, he said we would have to screen the questions prior to any appearances.
Charlie makes me laugh.
He also sent Charlie's me a text funny. Earlier. He said he's not in Oscar's trunk.
Charlie's not. Did he? Glad he's listening to this.
He's listening Charlie really Bernie hard. Day. Yeah, he's listening very hard.
I miss you, Charlie. You and me, bottle of scotch.
Yes.
That's what I want to do. Want to hang out. I got to come up and visit.
Oh, you can come this weekend.
Yes.
New.
Get on a plane.
Don't want to. All right. Don't want to.
Can you imagine?
Like having my own time down here. Like being alone. I'll let you know Monday how it went for me. You know, as I'm sitting in my underwear all weekend long, all day.
Saturday afternoon, you surprised Carla up there? I just couldn't stay away.
No, if I was going to surprise her, it would have to be tonight.
Oh.
Because, ooh. yeah, because that, but I can't. I can't get a flight.
Do you want us to send a spy report? Spy report.
Spy report.
Nope.
Spy
no
report.
Spy report's sure? necessary.
Do you want us to send Dan time. O'Brien?
No, don't send Dan O'Brien.
He'll,
but
blend,
I'm missing
he'll
where,
blend in.
Where they're going tonight is a place Rob and I love very much. So
yeah, he'll blend in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to miss that.
Everyone's wearing
I'll
masks. So they won't see him at all.
So if you had a number one person on your hit parade that you think would be the most likely candidate to drop in as an employee of Podville Media mm-hmm. to come in and just chat, who would it be? Who would be number one on your hit parade for that job? Not as a great employee, just as somebody who you think would be a nice visitor, first
that wouldn't
visitor,
feel,
my first Podville.
But I wouldn't feel like there would be any apologies that I would have to extend
I know
on
who
behalf
it, I know
of
who it is.
You.
Like I'm a monster.
I know who it is. Our sales guy, Tim McWilliams.
Yeah.
You're
Tom Chiasano.
No.
Tom Chiasano.
Only kidding, of course.
Fantastic. Ken Stevens. Bring in Ken Stevens. There you go. Oh, you know, now I start to reminisce about good people.
Yeah, Ken was fun.
Did you all ever work with Tom Chiasano? I know he was a K-Rock guy, but I'm curious. CBS.
No. Tom Chiasano was the GM up in New York, and then he worked with Howard.
There's this like just epic TikTok star, and I never put those two last names together. And he did a little video with tribute to his father, who's still alive.
Oh, so this is Chiasano's son.
Yes. And as soon as he didn't mention Howard Stern at all in his TikTok post. And you don't forget, but you're reminded of the volatility that audience has, that mm-hmm. they start attacking this young professional in his 40s because he didn't mention that Howard Stern's name or the show and just made it like, just, this is my dad.
You know what I call those people?
What?
Good listeners.
But I like how you say effortlessly. Always,
when you get a bite of that meat, you hold on tight. Just like a pit bull. You don't let go. Like I'm not letting go. Who do you think would be the name of the person that would come in the studio, Rob?
Dan Cole.
Dan would be excellent.
Yeah. Dan Cole's been on the show before.
But now he's on the team.
Dan Cole's been on the show before. Skinny Dan Cole is not. I don't want that. I want Skinny someone new.
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, I want it to be, I want it to have a level of discipline.
Because our world,
are you going to worry about this?
No, I'm not going to worry about it. I can make it not happen.
Okay, Mr. CEO, I know you can make it not happen. Okay, Tom Chiasano. Jesus Christ.
He is the blocker.
Rob, do you have someone in mind?
I have someone who would be excellent, and we brought her name up before. Elise.
Okay, whatever.
You would like Elise.
Yes.
You would like Elise. Good. Yeah. And she'll find how charming I am. Maybe more charming than you two.
Irish, if I'm not mistaken.
So what do you think of that?
Why would this even matter?
Well, he's into Irish women.
You see, this is something that should not be discussed.
Who's being profiled now?
Exactly. Yeah. Way to go, Oscar.
There you go.
You make me feel ill at ease.
Me. I'm Mr. Politically Correct. Yeah, he's Irish. You like the Irish girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put him on.
If Mike shows up sober that day.
Perfect for St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, don't you know?
We'll take a break, and we have one more break, right? I'm getting lost.
Yes, and then we'll go late to the town.
We'll be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, all around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. Our crowd analyzes companies across the global private market and selects those with the greatest growth potential. Then they bring them to you. From personalized medicine to health tech, which is tackling the $60 billion global IVF and fertility treatment market, our crowd is identifying innovators so you can invest early, because that's when growth potential is at its greatest. Now you can invest in Future Family, who's providing millions of families with access to affordable treatment through buy now, pay later financing. Future Family powers 15% of the USA's fertility clinics. Last year, they grew patients served by 300%. So invest today at Our Crowd. Invest in Future Family at OURCROWD.com/TMOS. You can join Our Crowd for free at OURCROWD.com/TMOS. Join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at OurCrowd.com/TMOS. Okay, we don't have much time. Tomorrow, I do want to talk about Oscar's vermin problem. He's got another, not a rat this time, it's a mouse. And then I wanted to talk to Rob about our wonderful owner of the
I'll put them on the list. We'll have them there, ready to go.
The Washington Caballeros.
The Fighting Caballeros. And Mike, I tell you what, I've got some wonderful statistics for you. I know
simple thing right now, because I'm feeling watching the news. I'm a news junkie and I pay attention all the time. A little bet here. All right. Let's bet. The Russians, are they going to do it? Are they going to invade or are they not going to invade? I don't think you put this much effort into something if you're not going to pull the trigger. You want to do it. You got the big gun with all the bullets. Pull the trigger. What do you think?
I say they don't invade.
Ooh.
Because now the laser focus is on them and they're going to play it smart. They're not going to invade in the near future. So I'll bet you $20, no invasion before the end of March.
Before the end of March? I will take that bet.
Okay.
I think if it's going to happen, it'll happen before the end of March. Oscar, what say you?
They will. It's tragic. It's about, it's not just desperation, it's about money. They've got the gas pipeline, the two pipelines that they, you know, they stand to yield and save a ton of money from having to pay Belarus trafficking the current way that they move the gas across, Ukraine across the Ukrainian border. They'll bypass that. There's a mineral deposit, a rare earth that's in Ukraine that they want access to.
Yeah, they've got lots of natural resources in the country of Ukraine.
And no one, that's not sexy and fun, but this is what it's about. And look, I'm just telegraphing down line. They're going to get away with this. There'll be tough sanctions, but I feel like Putin is making a calculated risk that the upside for his coffers and his people to stay in power once they get control of all of this is worth it for him. And then that also tees up China to go into Taiwan and take over Taiwan.
So it's going to be world domination. We are going to be a communist country in about an hour.
Do you think it's going to happen before the end of March, though?
Rob doesn't care about it.
Well, you wanted to make it be a bet.
What's that?
I know.
I know if they're going to go in or go out.
Yeah.
What's time? I mean, what are we in timeline wise?
It means 20 bucks to me.
The question is, will the threat of the sanctions and the scrutiny of the world that Rob was talking about prevent this guy from doing this? And I think
it's going to delay it. That's what I think. I think it's ultimately going to happen.
It'll happen within the next 3 weeks.
It is terrifying.
Of course it is.
Think
maybe
about,
even this weekend.
You know, it's so funny when we were so far away from this conflict, we all have to kind of take a look at it like it's chess pieces. When, you know, the human toll with those guys, there are guys in trenches on the Ukrainian border, the Ukrainian soldiers right now, that have to be absolutely, any way you slice it, absolutely terrified with the military might of Russia that's standing there. It just seems to me to move all of that hardware and all of those people that, you know, he's doing it. He's lying like he always lies, saying they're pulling back when they're doing nothing of the kind, according to our military intelligence. And it's really, I'm going to go with the invasion. I think it's a lock. I think it's a lock and it's going to happen. So do you want to bet him? That'll be $40 out of your pocket.
I don't want to be right. I'd rather not. I just a gentleman's
bet. I'd rather be wrong. I would hope that Rob would be right.
Yeah. I will stay with my bet. I think it's, and also I think that he's going to count on the fact that the world, and particularly America, will as a nation lose interest in the story. I think that's it.
You know how the world works?
You mean count that they're going to lose interest in the story and then he's going to invade?
Mm-hmm. Then
no,
when
no no no,
so. No
you're saying he's that. Not going to invade, or are you couching that he's going to invade later on?
He's going to invade like April 1st, and that won't and that's the thing.
And
a lot of people think it's a fool.
Do you care?
Of course I do. Of course.
So what is your opinion? I don't understand it. I'm so sorry. Clarify.
He doesn't think they're going to invade. He's hedging his bets.
No, no.
Though,
I
he's
said
saying the end of March.
No, I said they're not going to invade in the immediate future. I said, and our original bet was he will not invade before the end of March. I think ultimately he will invade.
Oh,
and because. Oscar has nailed it. It's financial.
It's financial.
But it also...
Yeah, but financial, it depends. The sanctions might kill him, but I don't know enough about that. And I also know that in a weird little convoluted way, the Russian Olympic Committee team that's over in Beijing right now, I loved 4 years ago, I was into the Olympics. I don't know whether it's the whole Russia deal. I don't know whether
they've NBC'd
the coverage from NBC.
It's
horrible. It's the way. It's just all over the place.
They're presenting they're presenting it like Big Brother now. It's pre-written. It's predetermined. They know what they're going to show at night, and like they've written the storylines already.
It's just dull.
Yeah.
It's dull. They're more about presenting their storyline than they are anything else. And by the way, we're not doing that well, are we, compared to the way we normally do?
There was a woman skier that skied out, I think is the phrase, and she was expected to take the gold, and she disqualified herself, and she's going home medalist. I heard the clip and saw the clip, and the announcers
had nothing to say because they weren't prepared for her to do badly. They had nothing to say.
Well, you know, like, we had a discussion about 4K the other day, Oscar, and I have to say I have found the sport where 4K is spectacular, and that is curling.
Really?
It's curling.
You can see the cracks in the ice.
It's so incredibly vivid. The color is spectacular. Move that broom or whatever
Do you understand the rules yet?
Of curling? Yeah, you kind of have to knock the people out of it. It's like bocce or something.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. My father was so intrigued with it 8 years ago, he bought a curling stone that he keeps on his hearth. It's heavy.
It's very heavy. The 4K is worth it, right?
If they show No? Because the 4K, they show it live at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when it's available. If you go to the DirecTV 4K channel.
You almost made it when you took Carla to the airport.
You know what? If you go to the 4K channel, do they have sometimes programming during the evening or day? Yeah, once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But you will get upcoming Olympics.
Okay.
That's what you would get right now. Upcoming Olympics.
Just a graphic that says that?
It's an S show. And by the way, the other channel, the other one of two channels, I get a channel with like Ferrari and otters. And then I get
Ferrari.
Ferrari and otters. And the other one is like pay-per-view movie.
Yeah.
And it's by the way, I didn't get to this today. Nothing I get to today. I swear to God, I run out of show. I got to talk about YouTube because I want to get some recos for 4K programming on YouTube. I've got to use that. But when I see it, when it's good, when the skiing is happening, it's good. You see, the little things like the sun reflecting off the helmet on a downhill skier. Little things like that. Mm. But as far as available programming, it's just like when HD came into existence, they've got this limited amount. Yeah. And you know, my neighbor across the street, who's a tech guy, told me you'll never see the Super Bowl in 4K. That's what he said. And if they tell you it, you're not really seeing the Super Bowl in 4K. Like,
it's dumbed down 4K,
It's not dumbed down 4K, so it's not really 4K.
3.5, 3K tops.
So I got that going for me, which is nice. Sorry, we got to take a break. We'll come back with Soundtown right
You'll
here on Michael Merritt.
You'll never see the Super Bowl in 4K.
Yeah, they're lying. They're lying to you, Mr. O'Meara.
Did you say to him,
woo-hoo! And you spend the whole weekend alone. Nothing going on, because you're a loser. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture.
Oh, yeah.
In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Yes.
Pay for your entertainment.
Anti-communist.
Like a red-blooded American should.
Damn right, Dahlia.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Wish you were still hanging around back in the good old days. Probably, you know, pre-COVID, people rolling to the studio, make them stars. It was great.
Coughing.
Stars.
Whether it's finding a signature color, wearing a more flattering cut, or getting a new statement piece, the right detail can take your wardrobe up a notch. This year, let Indochino take care of your 2022 style edit. You can customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices more affordable than you might expect. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. The best part, Indochino suits start from just $429, and shirts from $79 with all the customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
Ta-da!
There he is. I love it, and you will too. You will feel like a king.
King!
Give yourself a style edit that sets the tone for the rest of the year with Indochino.
Bob Barker.
Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
Oscar makes me look at TikTok things. And I've watch a lot of TikTok. And, you know, there's stuff there that's valid. It's not all women dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all women dancing. For example, there's a guy that I'm following. His name is Big Bo Brown, Mike. He's seven.
Big Bo Brown.
He's 7 foot one. And what he does is he puts a camera on the bill of his hat and does point of view videos of what it's like to be 7 foot one and do things.
Funny.
And so this is Big Bo Brown going into a grocery store.
The first step to going to a grocery store, duck so you don't get knocked out, but not once, twice. You say what's up to yourself in the security cam. Then you walk by people as they stare at you in awe. So you're walking down the aisle and you forgot something. It's okay. You can look into the other aisles and find something. Oh, you got to watch out for the signs. Otherwise, you'll hit your head. Is there dust up there? Oh my gosh, look how dusty that is. And there you go, guys. Now you were 7 feet tall inside of a grocery store.
It is so gross when he looks at the top of shelves and they're just caked with dust.
What a cool thing to do. And he's got that. He's got that kind of seven foot tall thing, you know? Almost sounds like Bill Walton. Yeah, look at the dust on top of this right now.
Now, on the other side of TikTok, Mike, there's a TikTok mom, Lindsay White, who is a breastfeeding mother. And had a symptom that I didn't know could happen, is that you can get breast milk out of your armpit.
One day I was feeding Allie and realized her hair was soaking wet. Then I realized it was coming from my armpit. I thought I was just really sweaty, but then I noticed this huge lump. What the heck is that? So I squeezed it and milk squirted out. I went to the doctor thinking maybe I had a third nipple, but she said, nope, your milk line actually runs all the way up through your armpits.
You see, I like to educate. How you doing?
So nasty.
It's What's really that meet the parents line?
I have nipples, Greg.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
So, Mike, I know you love the band The White Stripes.
Fantastic band.
But let's say you like The White Stripes, but you don't have their current release. You can recreate their music if you use two electric toothbrushes, two credit card machines, two typewriters, and one old-fashioned steam iron. Ladies and gentlemen, The White Stripes. Sometimes we are two peas in the same pod, Mike.
Absolutely. Why'd they pick that band?
We're talking simplicity.
Hold on. I know it's still smoldering, but.
Just to be sure. Mike, we were talking real estate today, and have I got a deal for you in Palm Springs.
Really?
Yes. The Disney Corporation is building a new development called Story Living. It is the world's first housing development designed by Disney.
I'm proud to announce our next Disney experience, Story Living by Disney. All new Disney-branded master-planned residential communities designed to be the perfect setting for Disney fans to write the next exciting chapter in their lives. Story Living by Disney allows us to leverage what we do best, world-class service, legendary storytelling, and creativity. This exciting new venture will enhance, extend, and strengthen the Disney brand by allowing us to bring the magic of Disney to places you may never have expected.
Picture an energetic community with the warmth and charm of a small town and the beauty of a resort. A place that entices inspiration and makes every moment more memorable than the last. A Story Living by Disney community is something truly special.
I didn't see it in the promo video, but don't you think there's going to be a lot of women that has sweaters with pins on them. A lot of women.
It'll be like the Truman Show.
That really might be, you know, if you had to force me to go somewhere, my idea of, are you dead? Yeah, you went to hell. You're living in storybook land. What the hell?
I think it's
story living, Mike.
It's fascinating. Story living. The quality and service of the Disney brand to your neighborhood?
No, need it. No. I hate that sanitized, phony crap. Mm.
What if you wanted a Dole Whip?
Don and I got thrown out of Disney for doing wedgie checks on people.
Yeah.
You know, we never allowed to go back again. I mean, he's with them. He'd be a Disney executive.
Of course he would. Oscar Eisner.
Embarrass us, Mike. There you go. Yes, every Disneyland.
Do you see the gentleman that they're on the border of Story Living? Kick him out. Kick him out.
I don't want Animal Kingdom. I want to go to a real safari. You want it real. That's what
you want at least one meth head a week rolling through your gates.
There were a couple of guys walking through here the other day. I swear to God. I mean, I'm talking about stop the car. Really. I wasn't sure, you know.
Well, you can always, Louis Anderson's father.
Will you look at that?
Just go with Oscar's formula. Remember, it's the tooth to tan. The tooth to tan ratio.
The sunburn.
Tooth to tan.
Yeah. Well, it's season. We lock up more during season down here. We do.
Mike, the poor kid just can't say the word kitchen.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
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 Chicken.
Ooh, chicken. Kitchen. Daddy is in there?
Chicken.
No, kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
Chicken.
Kitchen.
And then they went and bought a beautiful 2-bedroom condo at Story Living by Disney.
Story Living, thank you.
Story Living by Disney. And Mike, good news.
Yes.
People say Hollywood's out of ideas. I say no. Okay. I say no. Mm-hmm. They're making a movie about Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. You know the YouTube video, The Devil Unleashed on Us? They're making a movie out of it. Which is great news, because I think the problem most parents had with the Baby Shark video was that it wasn't long enough. So now it will be released in 2023. So if you've been thinking about getting a vasectomy, consider that your heads up.
That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Wow. My God. What is it? Storyville?
Story Living by Disney in Palm Springs.
Please.
Mike, you get a discount on your house with a good down payment and if you have breast milk coming out of your armpit.
There you go. We got to get out of here. I don't think I'm going to get that taste out of my mouth today. We'll be back with the bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. An hour of uncensored fun.
Vermin.
Vermin on the bonus show. You going to talk about your vermin tomorrow?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm set.
I'll have photos.
We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.
Pigeonholes!